Hey, Lex Coach Mike here, LexCoachMike.com. Guys, love you to death. This is a preview of our full podcast, actually our third podcast with Coach Alberici from Army, one of the most popular coaches on my site. If you search in the search box, go back and look, the 1v1 drills, really emulating game scenarios is one of the most popular drills out of, you know, well over 100 articles and drills on our site. Anyway, this is a unique interview, a lot of drills and a lot of philosophical stuff. We're going to feature here what he calls the 29 drill. A lot of coaches run a variation of this, but this is a little bit different. We're basically going to have three offensive players, one at GLE on each side of the cage, one way outside the hash mark. Anyway, the attack player is going to pass the ball back to X. He's going to pick for that guy. Great way to work on picks without slowing down practice. They're actually going to slip there. So the pick guy is going to come around, throw the ball back to the guy that threw the pass on this pass and pick look into the slip. We've got two defenders that are kind of in lines right by those two attackmen called strong side attackmen. And we go to the slip guy. He starts to make a move. Immediately, the third offensive player joins the drill from way outside the other hash marks. Pole's got to get back inside. And now we're going to play 3v2. Coaching youth, you know, the emphasis here is for all three guys to try and get in front of the cage. You know, we don't want to play 3v2 with a guy behind. Anyway, it runs real quick. I mean, each increment is maybe 8, 12, 16 seconds, and then bang, the next group is in. You can run this behind. We also, after hearing this drill, started running it up top as a pick and slip with a midi coming in from the wing, or you could even run a variation with an attackman down below. Anyway, without further ado, I love this coach, and you love him too. His articles and his podcasts are among the most popular we have. Shout out to our friends at Crossover. Man, this sponsorship from Crossover for our site is incredible. They believe in growing the game. We believe in growing the game. I recently had a game where we lost four clears. We didn't clear the ball at the end of the fourth quarter and cost us the game. Got the film back from Crossover. They had already indexed it. I could look at the seven broken clears during the game, just those. Within literally 5 minutes after putting it on my computer, I knew what we needed to work on and practice how to fix it. Go see crossover.com. Anyway, here's Coach Alberici on what he calls the 29 drill. Love you guys.
Get it written up. Can you run us through that real quick?
Sure. So the 29 drill, what it is, it's a 2v2 drill in which there's a pick set, and you play through that pick. Now, you know how you do that. If you're a switching team, then you switch it. If you're trying to play through, you know, you're teaching the technique that you want. Now, so let's if we're drawing it up, if we start the ball on say 5 yards above goal line, and just inside the box. So you've got a ball with a defender on it, and then you put another person at X behind with a defender on him. You allow that pass to be thrown from the wing to X. So there's no contesting of that. That just happens. And now you're coaching the offensive player to set up the pick. You know, don't just throw it and run behind it. You know, throw it, fake a front swing, plant, come back, set the pick on the ball, and now you've created that communication that the defense has to have. And this is great for the, Jake, still with me?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry, just heard a beat. So now the ball is thrown to X, and it becomes a two-man game. And based on where the pick is set, you know, we do different things defensively, and it can be even with matchups. So the pick set, and now you play through that, and as long as it's successfully through, that the person who had the ball, who carried the ball through the pick, will turn and roll out and throw the ball back to X. Okay, to the
person. So it's like a flip.
Yeah, you know, he picks and then he picks and pops. So he picks and then he pops back to X. So he'll drive up and he'll roll and throw the ball back to X. Okay? Now, this is where the next piece comes into. There is a third offensive player that is located, on the hashes or, outside the hashes on the opposite side of the goal. and he is uncovered. He's uncovered. So once the ball goes back to X, we'll play the ball for half a second, and then we retreat to our pipes. So the two defenders will get onto the pipes, and then that man at X will attack either side, and it becomes a 3-on-2 with that third offensive uncovered player. So now we're teaching a whole other aspect of trying to play two defensively and buying time and invading guys, as well as from an offensive perspective, we're teaching that draw and dump, you know, really attack somebody from behind and the use of your eyes, the use of your stick fake to create a passing angle to that person that you're looking to throw the ball to. So it becomes a little 3-on-2 from behind. So we get the aspect of the picking game, the communication that involves, and get to coach up the finer points of setting picks as well as playing through picks, and then you get that. Once again, I'll use again that culmination piece, because it's going to end up in a 3-versus-2, and the ball's going to get knocked to the ground and scooped up by the D, or it's going to, or you know, they're going to get a shot in a, or you know, goal save. And then after that goes, it's the next group. So it's a great early practice drill, because it's, you know, again, you're working on that pick game and you're getting that stick work.
Yeah, and for the listeners, man, we used to run that with three guys across the end line, and the third guy couldn't enter from the end line, you know. But what happens if you run it that way, and that's a traditional drill, I think a lot of guys have had that for a while, what you end up with is your poles kind of focusing on the three guys behind and the three guys wanting to stay behind, you know. In a true 3v2, you know, we actually want all five guys in front of the cage. You know,
right.
Right. You're only going to be 3v2 for 3 seconds or 4 seconds, you know, in a real game. But for the coaches who want to try it, I think the key is, like Coach said, making sure your third, the add one offensive player into the 3v2 is all the way out there on that hash mark. You know, that line has a tendency in practice to cheat in. And, you know, at that point, it's not really fair to the defense, you know, because you're having those guys come back to the pipe, and next thing you know, that third offensive player is 5 yards from the cage, you know. That would be my only suggestion. And then, again, if you want to run that at the top of the box, that's an interesting option, too. And, you know, we'll run two guys at the top of the box and still keep the third offensive player where you had him, coach, out by the hash marks.
Yeah.
When we run it
from up top, what we'll do is, again, we're sure for – I love the fact that we all of our fields that we play on are lined as football, for football, because it kind of gives us another frame of reference. But what we'll do is, same sort of thing, you know, the pick and then how we play a pick up top. We'll manage that. And then you have your third group, that is, you know, off to the side, but we'll tell the guys they can't get below the football 30. So, 10 yards above the goal, football 20. So you can't get below that. So now you kind of got that 3-versus-2 across the top, and it creates a little bit more of a draw and dump ability to play two defensively. You know, if you allow that guy all the way down to go to the goal, it becomes such a large area to have to defend. It really doesn't. I don't think it's as beneficial. So we'll just say, hey, listen, you're going to get a shot. If you get a shot, you can't get a shot below the football 20 or you know, 10 yards above goal line. So you can set cones up at that point and just say, hey, that's where you're stopping. And you're still, you know, you still got the numerical advantage, 3-versus-2, but you're defining the space in which they can move in, which puts more of a premium on the stick work.
Yeah, I love that idea, and I think the coaches will also find a byproduct of running that up top and keeping the guy high is we'll run that a lot of times the day before the game if we're playing a team that has 3 or 4 great outside shooters. And it gets your goalie a lot of looks at 14-yard, 16-yard shots.
Sure.
You know,
and that's 2-versus-3 up top, great zone work. You know,
and
both offensively and defensively, because you're trying to find those little pockets on the offensive perspective, and then most zones, you know, you're trying to play two, or you're going to play two within your area.
Hey, man, hope you got all that. Check out the article, and we get into it in a little more detail. Thank you so much. I am unbelievably humbled by your support of our site. Lex Coach Mike, LexCoachMike.com. Until next time, God bless, man.